even in those days that you think suck or are overwhelming or are full of problems, it's like simultaneously there exists another alternate world and option where you could be choosing to be happy during those things.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Another one from vacation, mind you, by the way. And I think we might have missed a week. I'm so sorry. But listen, we are like on this month and a half summer slowdown hiatus. Although, I guess it's been a slowdown. Yeah, it hasn't felt very slow. We're still working. I'm going to do a whole separate episode on my episode about actually how we actually make the month and a half summer slowdown happen logistically. But that's not what we want to share with today. We want to share that yesterday, both Lori and I had days that could have been not very fun. Like outside looking in, people would have said, oh, I'm sorry, that was a rough day, or oh, you had a lot of tough things to do. Except we both came home. And when I say came home, I was working at my mom's place and she was working at a hotel suite where her and one of her teammates are working. And we both came home, went for our evening walk. And she was like, well, how's your day? And I'm like, it actually was awesome. I actually had tons of fun cleaning out the garage. Yes, all day, years of boxes, years of family artifacts, years of freaking garbage that ancestors of ancestors of ancestors of ancestors have kept for some reason. Some stuff is cool, but some stuff you're like, come on, why this? Mm-hmm. I spent the entire day cleaning out the garage with my brother and with my mom and throwing things into a dumpster and keeping some things. And while doing that in humidity and going through old dusty boxes may not sound very fun, it actually ended up being one of the most fun days ever.
Yeah, and I've been having a lot of, I'm having normal work weeks up here. So Monday through Friday is a really normal work week for me. What the nice thing is about the summer is that we had a boat that blew away and got totaled in a tornado last week. But we were just jumping on the boat in the evening. So it felt very vacation-y. Summertime vacation-y to me. But right now, Monday through Friday, I'm really just in this place of, because I am solving massive problems. And I will tell you that I thought I was hitting hurdles before, but while we are solving a lot of them, I'm hitting even more hurdles. And I've been finding that my brain really wants to focus on the negative, if I'm being honest. I think we're just wired to do that. Majority of us are wired to find the problem and wired to focus on the negative. And so with so many problems coming up in a new business for me, because it's all new. Every single day is new. Every single day I'm uncomfortable. Every single day I feel like I'm facing something that I don't know. And I'm watching my brain want to be like, this is so hard. Am I ever going to get there? And instead it's like, I told Chris that, you know, this is it. Like, this is life. It's never going to be different. There is no destination because the finish line changes. We could be at one of our peak days of our life. The world could get worse. So we want to make sure that we drop in and enjoy this moment. And it was this, it's like this constant reminder that we try to remind each other of that life is just right now. Even in those days that you think suck or are overwhelming or are full of problems, it's like simultaneously there exists another alternate world and option where you could be choosing to be happy during those things. And I'm not saying skip over all your emotions and all of the things and not feeling. I am saying observe them and then choose that you've chosen what you're doing. I have chosen this business. I get to do this. I'm so excited that I get to solve problems, that I'm growing so much personally and career-wise and emotionally and relationship-wise. And, you know, at the end of the day, what you need to do on those days that are really rough is celebrate. So that's what Chris and I do. We really take the time. And that's why the evenings and the walks are good. And we can look back on the day and say, wow, look what we accomplished. Like with you in the garage, you're like, look at how much I accomplished today. I feel so good being so productive. And for me, it's like, oh my gosh, look at all of the connections we made today. We may not feel like we made a bunch of headway, but we know that we did, and we know that this will come back to us. Or wow, look at all that I learned today. Or look at this big problem that we solved over here, even though this other one popped up. You have to acknowledge what you're doing. So on the really tough days, you have to say at the end of the day, wow, I made it through the day. Look where I'm at. Okay, today was a great day. Tomorrow could be amazing.
Well, and we've got a saying that we always kind of throw at each other, and it's this: hey, today might be as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. And it's such a simple saying, but it's true. It immediately snaps us back. Listen, today might be as good as it gets. And when you reframe every single day with, hey, today might be as good as it gets.
Today might be the peak.
Right? Mm-hmm. That suddenly makes you see the silver linings of the day, not any of the negative things that you didn't feel like doing that day. Because every day is going to be a perfect mix between things you could have enjoyed doing and things you didn't want to do. That's just life. Every single day is going to be a perfect mix between things that you could have enjoyed doing and things that you didn't want to do. So which way are you going to focus? You're going to focus on the things that you didn't want to do? Or are you going to focus on finding the silver lining? Like, hey, this was fun, or this was interesting, or this was cool, or I moved the needle from here to here. Because every single moment of every single day, it's a choice. And, you know, it reminds me of the saying that I've changed it. It's kind of butchered, or I butchered it a little bit, but you've seen the meme where it says, don't let a bad moment be interpreted into a bad day. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. Don't let the one or two moments where you had to do something you didn't want to do make you call it a bad day, because truth is, it actually wasn't.
Yeah, I know our friend Tim Story always says, even when everything feels like it's going left, there is always right. Yep. There's always things going right. And, you know, the reason that we came up with that phrase that you just mentioned about this could be
as good as it gets.
This could be
today
as
good,
is as,
good
gets,
as it could get.
It's because we were kind of in a rough patch of our life last year. Not long, but it was just a lot of things were going on in the world. And we were just feeling really uneasy and kind of going through some other things. And, you know, we were on a walk, and that's when we found out we had gotten a call that your dad had passed away. Mm-hmm. And we just had this moment of, wow, everything all of a sudden that has happened in the last week or 2 weeks that we thought was hard, I sure wish we would have enjoyed every second of knowing like all of our people are here and alive. And it's like, it was just that moment of, yeah, you could be in the place that, you know, the peak place of your life right now, and you could be wishing it away. Or you could be thinking that life is hard, or you could be feeling anxious or upset or sad or dwelling on a certain story or dwelling on someone or keeping someone in your life that you shouldn't keep in your life, or keep on waking up and doing the things you don't love. Like realizing that we get to choose, and realizing that you get to choose in that moment if it's a good day or not, even when there's simultaneously rough things going on.
Yes. So for what it's worth, borrow our phrase, try it on for size. And I promise you, if you just look at from this moment on as, today might be as good as it gets. It will reframe everything for you, and you'll find a lot more joy in the things that you might have skipped right over. Thanks for listening. We always appreciate it.